let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, a staple of Kenosha, Wisconsin is Frank's Diner. It's the oldest continually operating lunch car diner in America, 100 years in the making. Kevin Irvin and his wife Julie are the proprietors until August 1st. And to talk about it all, Kevin joins us on the map. Kev, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I am great. So, end of an era. Tom Skilling's favorite diner in Kenosha on 58th Street. That's what he said. In Kenosha on 58th, you're his favorite on 58th. Wow. and you and your wife Julie are hanging up the aprons for good after nearly a quarter of a century.
Yeah, we're getting a little tired. So it's time to turn it over to the next steward. So, it's that time.
It's been a fun ride, though. Like, what, you know, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the history of the diner itself. It was 100 years ago built by the Jerry O'Mahony Company, one of the America's original diner car manufacturers, right?
Yeah. And then we heard from Jerry's granddaughter a couple years ago, and she said that our diner is of that particular model is the last one standing. The rest have like fallen apart or burned down or God knows what has happened to them. They were built the last 35 years, so the fact that ours is 100 years old is amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say 1926 to 2001, the Franks family owned it. And it's funny, let me just tell everybody now when you see him, he's not Frank, he's Kevin.
No. Yeah.
You do look 100.
I will be Frank with you.
Okay. You do look 100, though, Kev.
I've seen better days, Dave. That's why I'm retiring.
That's why you're retiring. But the diner's featured in every single great American diner list, and sometimes the top of the list in many cases.
Yeah. It's just been a lot of hard work. You know, it's a unique place to visit. I mean, it's a destination for sure, but also, you know, it's our food. We do... You know, 99% of the things are scratch made right there, you know, from our soups to our cinnamon rolls to, you know, nothing's out of a box. It's just all made and it's great tasting stuff. So
I know. And I'm gluten free and I will sacrifice to have your homemade bread that you guys make. It doesn't, you know what, because I think you do it from scratch. There's not preservatives and all this other garbage in there that really makes folks with gluten problems have an issue. But your menu is iconic, and it really does center around the garbage plate being the signature dish.
Yeah, it's the set of hash browns, green peppers, and onions. You can add to six meats, six cheeses, some more vegetables if you want. We'll throw some jalapenos in there if you want it, and you know, it comes with our homemade toast. That is our star of the menu.
It is, but you know, I love the way you post every morning, early in the morning, your chalkboard, so you know what the specials are and what the soups are, and it drives people in.
Yeah, we're kind of old fashioned that way. We do have a chalkboard that writes the daily specials. We will take a picture of them and post them on social media. But yeah, people come all the time and they'll say, "Oh my God, it's that special! I'm coming in for that," or "This special, that's my favorite. I want to come in to this weekend." So.
All right, what are the specials tomorrow? You must know already in your head.
I don't, because here's the problem. I usually do, and I have for years, but because I'm being faded out, the rest of the staff is taking them over, and I don't even know what the specials are tomorrow. So you'll have to go to Facebook and look at them and see what they are.
Tomorrow
morning.
Sorry,
Dave. I usually do have them right in my pocket.
They're phasing you out.
They're phasing me out.
Yeah. So what was it back in 2000? When was it? 2001 that you bought, or 2010?
2010.
So what made you get into this business to begin with?
Wine, bottles of wine. The previous owners became friends of ours. You know, we started out as regulars, and you know, more and more we'd show up. You know, first it was like once in a while, then it was every weekend, and we became really good friends with the previous owners, and they wanted to get out of it, and we think they kind of groomed us, and little by little they would ask us, "Do you want to buy the diner?" We're like, "No, you're crazy." And then, but eventually we did our due diligence and said, "Yeah, this is a viable thing," and we did it. So we pulled that trigger, and it's been a crazy ride ever since.
I know. I had friends that tried to do the same thing to me for a bed and breakfast on Lake Geneva that we both know, and it was years ago, years and years ago. And for the price he was selling it for back then, I wish I would have.
I've always said you're a wiser man than me, David.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't get into that.
Yeah. We met years ago. It was a Museum of Broadcast Communications event. You're good friends with Jim Engel, who's going to be on the show later tonight talking about Ray Rayner. But he, this is a time that we were celebrating Bill Jackson, Giggle Snort Hotel, The Dirty Dragon, all that stuff. And you participated in one of those things. And that's where we first shook hands.
Yeah. So Jim approached me. And like I said, we're good friends. And he knows I'm a huge BJ and Dirty Dragon fan. And he said, you know, BJ had a puppet that went by the name of Weird. And Jim said, hey, can you be a live Weird for me? And I said, sure.
You're made for that.
Yeah. So I came up with a costume. My mom helped me make this costume and came up on stage and helped Jim pull off that. That was a great event. I mean, what a guy Bill Jackson was. I mean, all those Chicago fans who remember him, he was a true, true gentleman. What a guy.
He was a great guy that we had befriended years ago. But like you grew up in Chicago though. So what took you to Kenosha to begin with? It wasn't the diner, was it?
No. So I met my lovely wife, Julie. She was living in Boston at the time. I had a family business in Chicago. She eventually moved closer. She got a job with Kohl's up in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And we knew at that point that we were going to get hitched. Mm-hmm. And she said, where do you want to live? I said, I don't know. It's got to be somewhere between, you know, where you're working and I'm working. And she drove down the coast of Lake Michigan and said, oh, I really like Kenosha. I said, so be it. I'll meet you there.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
You at the diner, and before your time, a lot of famous people walking through there, besides the Tom Skillings, of course. But,
You also.
Oh, yeah, my God, of course. But tell some of the legends, the icons that have walked through your place.
Oh, my God. Well, Bela Lugosi and the Three Stooges, Liberace, Duke Ellington.
Crazy.
I mean, Lawrence Welk. I mean, because Kenosha was between, obviously, Chicago and Milwaukee.
Right.
A lot of these guys would perform. Not on the vaudeville circuit, but like on the entertainment circuit.
Yeah, the theaters.
They would stop in Kenosha and do like a matinee show and then an evening show. And they'd usually spend the night and then make their way either, you know, to Milwaukee or Chicago, depending on which direction they were going. So, Kenosha got lots of great entertainers back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s just passing through for the evening, doing a couple shows, and then moving on. A lot of them stopped at the diner because it was right down the street from those theaters.
So you can sit where Shemp's at.
Yeah. I could show you where Shemp's at because I know Don Franks, who was the last surviving Franks who owned the diner, and he used to come in. He passed away about 7 years ago now, but he told me all these stories. He told me the story about when the Three Stooges came in, and he told them, I don't even think you guys are funny. And they did a whole routine around him to a packed diner. And at the end, you know, the whole diner clapped, and the Stooges gave him and his family tickets to come see them that evening.
I hope so. I hope he bought him lunch, too. Tell us about the new owner. So who's taking over?
So Pablo and Diana Escribano. Pablo's been working at the diner for about 3 years. He, kind of like Julie and I, he fell in love with the place. Little by little, started working more and more. He had another job in the corporate world, but he left that because he kind of done with the corporate world, and this kind of fell in his lap, and he said, this is perfect for me. I love the diner. I want to keep it going. He's got a great personality. He's a great guy, his wife also. And people keep saying, as they do, what are you going to change? The new owner's going to change everything. He's not going to change a thing because he loves it just the way it is, and he wants to keep it going that way.
Well, that's what, and you know this too, when people take over long-time restaurants in a community, they go there for a reason, and they go there for what's there. And although maybe they do a couple of things new and whatever, you still have to have the staples in place.
Oh, God, yeah. And then Pablo's a, ultra-smart guy. He's like, why would I fix something that's not broken? Why am I going to come in and change things? That's ludicrous. Well, yeah, no. Yeah.
And in Kenosha, you're really involved in the community up there. I mean, it's gone through some hard times, but it's definitely back, and you got some great restaurants and great stores and so forth. Talk a little bit about the city itself.
Oh, yeah. We're undergoing a huge development project downtown. It's going to take about 8 more years, but it's already kicking off. There's going to be new condos, new apartments, a couple of hotels downtown. We already got some of that, but it's just going to grow. The city is just in a growth spurt. We've got a lot of manufacturing moving here in the area. Big corporations that have decided that, Kenosha is a great place to come and build. And so the community is growing because of that. Yeah, it's on the upswing for sure.
But you're 2 blocks from Lake Michigan. And that's something that people don't realize sometimes when you go up the coast of the lake is that, all these other communities are sitting right there on this beautiful waterfront.
Yeah, we got a couple of really great beaches that, as far as I'm concerned, are underutilized. I mean, the people of Kenosha love them and use them. But, we get 4th of July, it'll be packed. You'll see tons of Illinois license plates.
Yeah.
But those beaches are great all, the whole summer long, and plenty of room, and it's cheaper up here, and you can jump on the metro and get downtown Kenosha easy.
You can, absolutely. All right, franksdinerkenosha.com, and all their social pages is where you can find out what's happening at Frank's and check the menu tomorrow morning on their Facebook page. Great road trip for breakfast from Chicago. We do it all the time. Thanks, pal. We're going to try to make it up there sometime this weekend.
Thank you, buddy. I hope so.
All right. See ya. Thanks, Kev.